are tuned in here to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
I'm Lynn.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Shelby.
Yay! And we're from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District here in Greenville, South Carolina. Very happy to be broadcasting to all of you today. Very, very much still full from the past week's activities. However, I do love leftovers, so happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Yay.
You know what's even, now that Thanksgiving's over, you know what we can celebrate?
What?
The Palmetto Bowl.
What is that?
We got the big game today, y'all. We got Clemson. We got USC. We got one true winner. Go Tigers.
I'm not going to say go the other team because, well, that could be rude.
We're all from the same state. I'm just going to say that.
We all love each other unless we're playing football.
Unless it's game day.
Okay, then. So,
anyway,
in other really huge news, have you heard what's happening next August?
Let me pull out my calendar.
Pull out your calendar. Any ideas?
Flip, 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 flip. Nope, August is wide open. What are we doing?
Well, you are booking all your friends into hotel rooms here in Greenville and in Columbia for next August the 17th. You don't know what's happening? It's a total eclipse.
Total eclipse.
Total eclipse.
That's totally cool.
So it is very cool. The eclipse is going to traverse the United States from Oregon to the South Carolina coast. It's going to start in Oregon, out in Charleston. It's going to take 94 minutes. It's the Great American Eclipse of 2017.
Wow. Is this a solar eclipse?
It is a solar eclipse. It is when the moon's shadow passes over the sun, and it's going to leave us in darkness.
Ooh.
Yes, we have here in Greenville, the largest maximum eclipse duration in Greenville is going to be 2 minutes and 41 seconds, and that will be in Columbia. But we're going to get 2 minutes and 8 seconds of totality here in Greenville.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
It's very cool. Some of the travel sites are saying book now, book early, because it's going to be crazy.
That's nuts. Y'all can stay on my couch if you want.
And you know what's going to happen?
It's going to be cloudy.
Yep.
It's going to be cloudy. It has not rained here in the Southeast in months. And the first night of the supermoon was cloudy.
Of course it was.
The second night was super. I got to see that one, but Come on, rain.
Well, here's hoping that it rains before eclipse day.
I'll be going down to Charleston or something.
Yeah. Well, we don't want it to rain on that day because we want to see the eclipse, but we want rain like soon.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, gentle rain, because we've been in a pretty big drought here.
Y'all get your rain dances on, your stormwater dances on.
Speaking of rain,
ooh,
we're going to talk citizen science.
Yes. We need like an official citizen science segment. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's a citizen science hour.
Okay. So this is your task, listeners. What music do you want for the citizen science section? We are going to take suggestions.
Kind of sparkles off and fades.
It needs to be one of... Oh.
You guys don't like my sound effects. They never make the cut. You always want to put real sounds in.
Real sounds, yeah. What is the very strange... Gosh darn it, I can't think of the musical instrument. You play it by like holding your hand in between two things. It's
a theremin?
Yes, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should get one of those.
Oh, yeah.
The Soil and Water Conservation District theremin. I think we should have it. Okay. Anyway, moving along.
Citizen Science Hour. Minute.
Speaking of rain, did you know that you, Maddie Phillips, and you, Shelby Cohen, could participate in rainfall and weather monitoring?
What?
Yes.
Or do I just like look at the sky and say, wow, it's weather today?
No, there is an actual scientific group that you can participate in. It's called COCORAHS, which is COCORAHS. It's an acronym, don't you know? Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network.
Oh, okay.
Interesting fun fact. When we had the really historic floods, the way that the folks in government were able to predict where that rain was going to go and how it was falling and how hard it was coming down, and they could keep track of the dams, was with this COCORAS system, with all the citizen scientists who were actually reporting the amount of rainfall that they were getting at their home or property.
Wow. So is this a statewide program?
It's a U.S.-wide program. It's in all 50 states. It originated in Colorado at the Colorado Climate Center at Colorado State University in 1998. And it was thanks in part to Fort Collins flood that they had. They said, oh, geez, why don't we get a better way to track how this flooding is going? So it's a community project.
Wow. Okay. So what do you do as a citizen scientist for COCORAS?
So what you need to do is you can go to their website, and the website will certainly be on, we'll have a link on Saturday Splash. And what you need is you need a rain gauge. And this to participate in the COCORAS system, they require a specific rain gauge. Now, it's not expensive. It's like $40 to get one of these rain gauges. And they give you all the instructions. There's an instructional video on where to put it on your property, because you want to make sure that it's getting an accurate gauge of the actual rainfall.
You don't want to put it under your roof or a tree.
Or like, for instance, under your downspout or something. You know, that would be a little crazy. But what you need to do is every time a rain, hail, or snowstorm crosses your area, you take measurements of precipitation, and you can do it from as many locations as possible, but one is good enough. And then you report them online. And the system figures out where the rain is coming, and you can actually go online and you can look at historical data to see how the rain has been falling in your area.
That's really cool.
I think it's really cool. They have the system, the group has several goals. One, they want to provide accurate, high quality precipitation data for the many end users and on a timely basis. And that's really the key, is that it's happening. People are reporting in real time and it's showing up in real time. They want to increase the density of precipitation data available throughout the country. And this is done by encouraging volunteer observing. And they want to encourage citizens to have fun participating in meteorological science and heightening their awareness of weather.
That's really cool. It's really neat to actually start really paying attention to that stuff. I took a 3-week backpacking Rocky Mountain ecosystem class out in Colorado a few years ago. And one thing that we did in our journals every morning was record the time the sun came up, the time the sun went down. We recorded what the weather was like, what the temperature was like. And we were only out there for 18 days, but just in that time, we got really, really in sync with, when does the sun come up? What is the max temperature going to be today? And, you know, it got to the point where we didn't need to look up what time the sun was going to rise. We just knew it based on our observations of the previous sunrises. And it really gets you in tune and in sync with what's going on with the world around you.
Yeah, the COCORAS system, it is also backed by scientific organizations. It's not just like some folks in their basement who are doing it. It's NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the National Science Foundation. They're major sponsors, so they're all involved too. So I would bet that you could sponsor if you wanted to as an individual, but participate, learn about the weather in your area.
Cool. That's really great. Yeah. So again, that's COCORAS, which is the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network.
And it's COCORAS.org. But we will have that link on our website, because I can't imagine if you're listening, you're not writing that down.
Yes. Check us out. Don't forget, you can always, we've got resources on our website, SaturdaySplash.com. You can also listen to past shows and ask us questions, leave us comments. If you have a conservation question you would like answered, or if you've got advice that you'd like to share with listeners, please feel free to contact us at SaturdaySplash.com. You are listening to said Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
The prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots at the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dogs that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.